Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From Nashville's WSM Radio, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, we visit with our longtime friend and longtime friend of the late, great Charlie Daniels, David Corlew. David spent more than 40 years on the road with Charlie in a variety of capacities. It's a fascinating story. He joined us in studio to talk about the 2023 Charlie Daniels Patriot Awards coming up at the City Winery. Enjoy our chat. I think you really will with David Corlew.
David Corlew, and teasing, you are coming to talk about the 5th annual Charlie Daniels Patriot Awards in mid-September, September 13th. I said that you and Charlie were together for about 100 years. But I looked, and it was like half 100 years.
It's really close.
47 or something like
that? 47 years. I actually knew him for a half a century. I had met him before. I'd worked in a record store, and I'd met him in the record store, and would see him on occasions, go see him when he played. And then in 1973, I ran into him, and he asked me if I wanted a job driving a van and setting up equipment. And I said, I'm in. So that was 1973, and so it's...
Where was your first gig with him, do you remember?
I remember exactly. It was a Big Ways. Was that in Charlotte?
Uh-huh, Big Ways in
Big
Charlotte.
Big Ways, and there was a disc jockey on the air, Jay Thomas, who became an actor.
Yes,
He was the program director and running the... It was the Big Ways birthday party, and it had everybody from Dennis Yost to Black Oak, Arkansas to... it was just a plethora of artists. But it was my first job, and I drove over there. We had a flat tire. I had to fix a flat tire on the van.
Of course.
And it's just...
You said that Charlie Daniels lived his life on railroad time.
Yes.
Meaning?
Meaning is, I was a little late this morning. That's what it means. He believed in being on time, and he thought it was a insult to be late. And so if the bus left at 8 o'clock, he expected you'd be there at a quarter till 8. And for a long time, even with the vans, even before we had a bus, if you were over 5 minutes late, he would leave you. When we would leave a couple hundred dollars at the hotel front desk or wherever we were at, and it was up to you to get to the next show, that time was important to him, and he felt like it was the way to respect.
And, that must be a sinking feeling. In a hotel parking lot as you see the bus in a trail of diesel smoke leaving you behind.
When I got here this morning, I was looking for my $200 to get back home.
What was it like when you guys would stop for pit stops, too? Were you on the clock?
Oh, you know what? We could talk so much about that. What would, you know, the most dangerous thing in those days, because we didn't have mobile phones.
Right.
So what would happen is the bus would pull into a truck stop 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and bus driver gets off to refuel. Well, everybody's sound asleep. Somebody would get up and have to go in to go to the restroom or go maybe where they were hungry, but they would go in. And if you didn't tell the bus driver, and if you woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're not thinking, you just get up and walk in, go on the truck stop, and you come back out. There were 3 or 4 occasions where we left one of our drummers in a truck stop in Utah, and we did not even miss him till like 4 or 5 hours later when we stopped to refuel again. And so we were going to San Francisco to play with Heart. So we ended up, we had two drummers at the time, so we just had one drummer that night.
He's still in Utah trying to figure out how to get
out. There were a couple of people that were the culprits that were always getting left.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about Charlie's Patriot. When you think of patriotism and Charlie Daniels, synonymous.
Well, for me, I call it, as the Special Forces group calls it, Charlie was the tip of the spear for patriotism. Mm. You know, I don't
I personally don't think that there was anyone that had been as big a patriot as Charlie. But Bob Hope. Bob Hope.
Good
Charlie
point.
Was the first, I thought, the first after that. And then one of our Patriot Award recipients this year is going to be Lee Greenwood, who I think is right up there, you know, just in one of the great patriots that support this country and have never altered or changed their voice and their belief and care for our country.
And Charlie never served, but you are a Marine, correct?
No. I'm not a Marine. I'm a civilian. I went to we played all these military bases during the Cold War. And then when the Trade Towers came down, Charlie wanted to go to Iraq. He wanted to be one of the first artists to go to Iraq. So, of course, I was part of putting that trip together. What happened for me personally was I went a few times. I think Charlie went three times. Well, I had started a film career in my own mind. I started shooting footage and stuff. I loved documentaries. So I did a documentary on Charlie while I was over there. What happened for me, I kind of got a little hooked on the adrenaline itself of going over there. So I ended up going over quite a few times more with other projects. I worked on a film project with Chris Young and Craig Morgan. I did some work, some logistics work. I moved some equipment around a few trips over there for some events. And so that would be called a very soft contract work in a combat zone. But I ended up going, I think, total with Afghanistan and Iraq 9 times, Kuwait, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. So that is where my love for I spent a lot of time with the combat veterans there.
And if you want to see a lot of David's work, if you follow David on LinkedIn, it's the reason to be on LinkedIn, is to follow David Corbin. No. You will see some still shots that you obviously have in your archive that you share from time
to
time.
Yeah, I was, and because of the foundation now, I have had the opportunity, I get to work very close with the Special Forces Association, Chapter 38. Actually, I'm a member of that chapter. And so it's the veterans have become my life now after Charlie's passing. And it's I always tell everyone that was the greatest gift I received from a half a century with Charlie Daniels was the foundation because of the work I do. I love, I do it every day. Literally have a project I'm working on now. This weekend, there's a play, an off-Broadway play that Gary Sinise funded, the Gary Sinise Foundation funded. It's called Last Out, and it's 2 nights at the Franklin Theater. And it's the guy that put together the Mission Pineapple Express that extracted over 1,000 Afghanis and American citizens out of Afghanistan after it fell. He wrote a book. It's a bestseller book. His name is Scott Mann. And they have a play called Last Out. And it sold out. It sold out all the performances this weekend. And I've been working close with them on that. So,
well, take us through the events of September 13th.
September 13th is the Journey Home Project. It's our annual dinner, our fundraiser. 5 years ago, Charlie and I had a conversation, and certainly Charlie wouldn't have never come up with this. We talked about what would happen if something happened to the foundation. And so I said, why don't we, and I'm not trying to take credit for it, I'm just protecting Charlie from not, he didn't have an ego. So I said, wonder if we'd created a Charlie Daniels Patriot Award. And in my heart, who wouldn't want to receive a Charlie Daniels Patriot Award? Mm-hmm. You know, that's it. And I've actually been doing the show for the dinner for over 10 years. But 5 years ago, we started giving 3 Patriot Awards away. This year, Lee Greenwood is a recipient. The Hunts Brothers Pizza Company, who have pizza places in every forward operating base.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
Jerry's Market in Cross Plains, Tennessee.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Big All supporter right. on the military. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's an organization called Operation Song.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bob Reagan's been in studio
okay,
with
well,
us many
voted
times.
That yeah. over the years Bob, many, many times.
I love Bob Reagan. And Bob Reagan, if there's nothing else, Journey Home Project, accomplished. Those three guys, we've first time we've ever split an award up to three different guys. It's like songwriters these days. John Taylor, Don Goodman, who wrote Old Red, and Bob Reagan are going to get the Patriot Awards because they created the concept of Operation Song. They were the founders. And we had a vet that was on the borderline of suicide, and he was a functioning citizen. I saw him one day. He was a Vietnam veteran. He started crying. I said, "What's wrong?" He said that I am over it. I'm on the edge. And when I went to look for help for him, there's not a lot of help for Vietnam veterans. Everybody takes post-9/11 vets, but not Vietnam veterans. And I was desperate, and I called John Taylor and Bob Reagan, and they said, "Bring him to us." And now when I see him, he says we saved his life. And so that's why I love Operation Song.
What a story. Yeah. Wow, David.
Good story.
The 5th annual Charlie Daniels Patriot Awards, of course, associated with the Journey Home Project, September 13th, taking place at the City Winery. Are tickets still available, or are you sold out?
We have a few single tickets. Okay. We're sold out. It's been a wonderful event. We have such great support from the community, and we're so excited. It's going to be we have a veteran, 92-year-old Korean War veteran that fought in the Corsair Reservoir Battle, 50,000 Chinese. More American soldiers froze to death in that battle than they did were killed by fire. Mm-hmm. And we've got a veteran that we're going to honor that evening.
Wow.
And you got great music, too. Daryl Worley.
Yeah,
Chris
I got Daryl Worley, Chris Young. Chris Young has been wonderful. Never wanted to take the place of Charlie, but I had met him on that film project in Iraq. And he came to me after Charlie passed and said, "If I can help in any way, I want to do that." And he did it. And has done it, and has really, Journey Home Project has actually went to a different level now, and we have money to give away. We just gave away over $100,000 just last week to different organizations.
Does David Corlew play and sing?
No. No, I cannot. That's
the one thing I don't think I've ever asked you that I didn't know about.
No, never. Don't play an instrument. I don't sing. I do paint. I just won a blue ribbon at the Wilson County Fair for one of my paintings. But of course, I got overrun by my wife. She won 6 ribbons for her roses. So that's a small.
How long you and Carolyn been married now?
October will be 40 years. We're gonna celebrate our 40th wedding anniversary. We were going to Maui, and with all that, we've questioned it. But what they're saying is that if you don't fulfill that. If the other part of the island that's open, if it falls, then it really is going to be. So they're encouraging people to come. And so, good, better, and different, we're gonna take the trip and celebrate 40 years.
And you got a new grandbaby?
Got a new grandbaby, Preston. She's the center point of everything going on right now. I'm getting ready to get some new storage for my phone. I get about 15-20 pictures every morning. Nice. From
Kelly, tell him how many you have over there.
I just have one.
No, how many pictures? We looked it up one morning.
Do you want me to look? This is embarrassing. 175,000 pictures.
Wow. Well,
I know. It's a thing. I have a problem. I'm a picture hoarder. But
we're closing in.
Yeah.
David, thank you so much for coming to see us.
Thank you for having me.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Kelly, Charlie, thank you.
David Corlew. That's, of course, the Journey Home Project and the awards show, the Patriot Awards, September 13th, City Winery. And it'll be Daryl Worley performing. Chris Young also performing that night. Here comes CDB right here, right now.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low. And a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet...
Thanks for listening to the Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a 5-star review. This podcast was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. The hosts of Coffee, Country, and Cody are Bill Cody, Charlie Mattos, and Kelly Sutton. Producer Eric Markham, WSM General Manager and Director of Content and Programming, J. Patrick Tittle. Copyright 2023, Opry Entertainment Group Holdings, LLC.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.